live.com.
Everybody, welcome once again. We're halfway through this, I think, very life-saving, very foundational, very critical program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Activist this morning. And before we go to our call, we have George in Florida. Let me just say, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that alternative mediums of information dissemination, the process of attrition has been rather great. That's why we have a network-controlled media that is disinforming the public. It's really the fourth branch of government, as far as I'm concerned. They're the media mouthpieces that do whatever they can to help to advance the statist globalist agenda. And we're not there. The alternatives are out there. We are people oriented. We believe in the sovereignty and the rights and the dignity of the common man. And in order to help us be dignified, we have to behave in a dignified manner, and we do that through information, by being on top of things, not relying on experts to do so. And so you can help support alternative media, whether it's the Outer Observer newspaper, you can subscribe or you can advertise, and the same thing with RBN. RBN is on the air right now through your help, and we all do this mostly on a volunteer basis. There is an endless array of ways that you can help. It's not just cash. And so I would like you to give a call to the office at RBN, 800-724-2719, extension 115, and see how you can contribute. You can advertise. You can donate goods. You can, of course, send cash. You can use PayPal. There's a variety of ways that you can advance this campaign to inform America. And everybody has something they can give, and they don't have to give an arm or a leg. They can just help. There is something that you have that alternative news information dissemination needs. So utilize yourself. Use yourself to be a part of the plan to make things happen. And so when we come back, we're going to have George in, I guess he's moved. But anyway, we'll be taking callers in just a moment after this break. Vicki, howdy, just say how. And also, why don't you give a piece of contact information or just start people down the trail of leads where they can begin getting some of this orthomolecular information?
I'd love to, Dawn. I think one of the things that I've done over the years is I tried to put together an education program that would just be out there on the Internet so that people that are just searching for help will have that option of finding the information that they need. And throughout our work together as an independent research team, we've been able to collect a lot of information, information that we've actually been able to put into practice and learn from it. So you're gaining some knowledge from our experience as well. As Dawn said, we're not doctors. We're not here to prescribe, diagnose, or treat anything. When you truly understand the body, you realize there's no reason to ever do that. But the most important website.com, that's one you want to jot down. There's information there that has been pulled together. It's an ever-growing web page. It's really just there for information. It's not in any special, beautiful design. We deal in basics here. It's just get the information out as quick as we can. As Dawn said, being active in helping others, sometimes there's not a whole lot of time, and so we just toss things out there, but it's something for you. Many of you are on this broadcast today because you've been invited by an ASH researcher. I want you to get back to that person that sent you to this broadcast. Find out how you can become involved, how you can help. They'll give you a researcher number. They'll give you a website. For all of those that are here joining the program, I do want to give out Ingrid's website. It's www.ashnow.com. That's ashnow.com/VACLIB, V-A-C-L-I-B.
Okay, hang tight. The most important website, .com, everybody. Go to it. Check it out. and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis.
Dedicate this hour of the program to you, callers. Vicki is a marvelous person who is a wealth of information. She can direct your research energy so that you can begin the process of learning how your body works, how to make it heal, and how to keep it well. And you can then be the center of this fount of knowledge for your circle of friends and family. And we're going to go ahead and take callers now. And are you ready, Vicki? Okay, we're going to go ahead then and go with Bill in Alaska. Hey, Bill, thanks for hanging on and being patient. What can we do for you this morning?
Hey, good morning, folks. Greetings from the most beautiful place in the world.
Well, second most beautiful place.
Okay, well, I have to agree to disagree on that one.
That's a perfectly just response, you bet.
I wanted to ask Vicki, by the way, great show, guys.
No, thank you very much.
You know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning here, so you know I enjoy it.
Absolutely. You got up about the time the crows did.
Yeah, really. Well, fortunately, it's this time of year up here when it starts getting light real early in the morning and stays
sure.
light for till late at night. I wanted to ask Vicki a couple questions. One, oxalic acid. I'm sure that one or both of you have probably heard of Colonel Joe and stuff like that. I wanted to ask her if she had any knowledge of or opinions about the use of oxalic acid and or Colonel Joe. And then I had another question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
I didn't want to make this too complicated.
It was that malic acid, Bill?
Oxalic acid. It's in a lot of vegetables. Actually, it's also a machine parts cleaner as a chemical, but it comes in a lot of vegetables, green vegetables, stuff like that. And
I just really am not real familiar with that.
Okay.
You had a second part of the question?
Well, yeah, I just wanted, I'm sure you're probably familiar with Dr. Lorraine Day, too.
Yes, yes.
And I was wondering, I haven't heard a whole lot about her in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And I was just wondering if, first of all, what your opinion was of her, and second of all, if you guys knew what she's up to these days, because I really enjoyed
I don't really know what she's up to, Bill, but I can tell you that a statement that she made that rings so very true, and that was her statement, is that you can't improve on God.
Oh, yeah, no, I loved her stuff. I just haven't heard anything out of her lately, and I was wondering if, you know, number one, if she was still
Do you have access to the Internet?
Yeah, oh,
okay,
sure.
Okay, that's one of the greatest places when you're researching, even if you're trying to find a person. That is a great resource. And for those of you that might want to research some of the things, we spoke about becoming your own food and drug inspector. There's a place that you can learn more about that, Bill. Sometimes
right.
when we're dealing with chemical drugs, pharmaceuticals, someone might be having some side effects and they're not real sure if it's part of their so-called disease or maybe it's something caused from the pills they're taking. They can get on and actually search, but something I learned as becoming a researcher is how you search is so very important, especially when you're on the Internet, because of all the marketing ploys that are going on out there. If, let's say that someone was going to, they wanted to find out a little bit more about Nexium. Maybe they've been prescribed Nexium, and they want to know
right.
what it is. Well, if you just put those search terms in, Nexium, you're going to get a lot of marketing ploys. You're going to get a lot of people saying, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Which isn't so very great either.
Yeah, right. Isn't that funny?
But you're going to get a lot of information that's not true. So when you do your searches, try to keep those terms pertinent to what you're really searching for. If you're looking for adverse side effects of, dangers of, this is something that really helped me in the beginning
but if
of
I
learning.
If I start doing all that, I'll die of a heart attack long before I
die. Well, I have to beg to differ with you, because if you put in cause of heart disease, you're going to probably find one of my web pages, okay?
Yeah, but I meant the stress from reading the adverse reactions are enough to scare you to death.
Well, you just have to bolster your research efforts with a significant dose of ascorbate to strengthen yourself so that you don't even have to worry about that either.
That's right.
Just go forward fearlessly in faith and research.
No, if somebody has a worry about it, one of the things I hear on TV is like they say high cholesterol, you're either getting it from your food or your grandfather. That is a lie.
That's hogwash.
It is a plain lie. So be careful what we absorb out there. High cholesterol is one of the very easiest things to understand. Cholesterol does not cause heart attacks. It does not cause heart disease. Cholesterol is your body's own mechanism trying to keep you alive, because it's dealing with an underlying cause that you've never been told about. It's because your arteries are cracking. There's little fissures. You're beginning to bleed to death inside. So the body starts manufacturing something called lipoprotein A. Doctors will tell you it's high cholesterol, when in fact it's your body's own ability trying to keep you alive by patching those tiny fissures and cracks. Unfortunately, if you don't pay attention, things start piling up in there, and the arteries become clogged with all this excessive amount of lipoprotein A, which we think of as plaque, but it starts building up. It starts narrowing the passageway in the arteries. So then any simple little blood clot can come through and cause a major problem. So learn to clean those out. We learned from Linus Pauling and Matthias Rath. They have a patent, actually, on a little protocol. It's L-lysine and L-proline. Those two little amino acids taken into the body will literally clean the plaque out of our arteries. And you don't want to clean the plaque out unless you've learned how to heal those tiny cracks and fissures. Remember, that's the reason the body made it in the first place. So learn to heal those cracks and fissures. You do that simply by giving back to the body the ascorbates that it can no longer produce. Very simple.
Well, it makes sense to me.
Does that relieve your problem over heart disease?
I just wanted to make a quick comment and ask you one last question, then get off here because I'm sure you got other people waiting to get in. And that was that I used to live in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and I drove up here to Alaska because I loved it so much. And just what has, see, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So God had to take me literally away from the poisons and the garbage and all that kind of stuff and put me someplace that was healthy because I didn't have enough sense to do it myself. And I've noticed that in the last 10 years since I've lived up here, basically in a cabin in the woods, eating moose and salmon and stuff like that, it's like being born again. And I don't take anything stronger than aspirin.
There you
go. And I discovered something else called colloidal silver.
Cool.
Anyway, great show. I really enjoy it. More people need to get out here and let folks know what's going on with this stuff. And Vicki, I think you're doing a tremendous service.
Much.
And as always, Don, and you know, you and the folks over there, you know, fantastic.
All right. Now, thanks so much for calling in, Bill, and thanks for adding to the program today.
And
it
I do hope that people really take heed in what Bill just said. He made a very important statement there near the end when he said he moved from that environment to where he is now eating differently. Big difference there, folks. There's a lot of truth in what Bill just said, and that's something that each and every one can apply no matter where you live. It's just being conscious of the world around you.
Yes, you are what you eat. You're also what you eat. You drink and breathe.
And absorb.
And you
inhale.
Also are what you think. We can't really discount the importance of psychoimmunology. Our internal thoughts, that internal dialogue, that stuff that's churning around in our minds, that if it's negative, it creates acidity too. So our mental health is an absolute and vital, integrally linked component to our physical health.
It is.
Okay, and we've got just a moment. We got Steve in New Hampshire. Hey, Steve, how are you this morning?
Yes, hi. This is Steve from New Hampshire.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Yeah, I've been a member of ASH for about 2 months now. But prior to that, I've done an 180-degree change to my eating habits.
Good.
And I've listened in on the conference calls with ASH, and I have to thank them very much for the additional information I've gathered over that period of time. I just wanted to make a few comments.
Sure.
Medical doctors, you know, have an important role in our health, especially when it comes to emergency-type situations.
Trauma care.
But I have to say that most medical doctors obviously aren't trained in nutrition, and sometimes I wonder if they're willing or unwilling dupes when it comes to the whole pharmaceutical thing and,
sure.
and what they're trying to push upon us. You know, several instances I came across in the last couple of weeks. Several people that have chronic diseases. One woman has a bladder infection, and the doctor persuaded her not to take pure cranberry juice for the infection. He said, no, stay with the antibiotics. Another woman who's on Coumadin, he says, stay away from green vegetables and things like that. I think something like this is just absolutely craziness.
Sure.
I mean, to think that telling people not to eat natural anymore, you know, to stick with the drugs. I got into an argument with my own doctor regarding how I told him that I believe that nutrition and eating healthy plays a critical role in avoiding chronic health, chronic illnesses. And he looked at me and says, well, I have to disagree with you. And I said, well, what do you think is the reason for chronic diseases? He says, I think genetic plays a 100% role in this whole thing. I looked at this and I said to myself, forget it. I'm not going back to this doctor.
Well,
having read Kevin Trudeau's book, you know, Natural Cures, What They Don't Want You to Know About, he says, you know, if a doctor's going to push chemical drugs on you, don't go back to him.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, do you want to hang on or?
Sure. Yep.
Well, okay. Well, hang on then, and we'll be back in just a few moments, folks. And it's true. there's no incurable diseases here, only incurable people. So get your act together, get your own health in mind, and get out there and learn how to take care of your bodies. And this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
I think it's really interesting that our caller, Steve in New Hampshire, made a really interesting observation that boils down to this comment that I forget who it was that made this a while ago, and it just stuck in my mind. Western medicine believes that humans are born with an excess of organs and a deficiency of drugs. And that comment that the physician that he discussed health matters with believes that chronic illness is 100% genetic. And so to believe that you would either believe that our genetics are evolving badly for some reason, or that God made us genetically defective and it's amazing that we survived in the first place, before lab-coated psychopaths came on the scene to take good care of our bodies. And I don't really believe that God made us imperfect, and I reject absolutely, as I'm sure most of our listeners do, and obviously Steve did, that these problems are genetic. We may inherit genetic traits for the types of food that we eat because we grow up with role models in our family, and so there may be, it seems like it's genetic, but the truth is that we're just passing on not just our genetics, but our habits, too, to our kids. So we really need, as parents, I mean, if we understand that, we really need to be better role models for how we treat our bodies, the things that we put in them, and the knowledge that we pass down to them on how to be healthy and happy. And before we get back to Steve and get back to Vicki, who has been our guest today from Advanced Scientific Health, I'll just say that at the Idaho Observer, when it was demonstrated to us clearly the dramatic benefits of people elementally addressing their health at the cellular level, we saw their literature and we realized that these guys are survivors. They're not marketers, they're not writers, they're not journalists, and they had a lot of information and it wasn't very well choreographed. And our, I guess, contribution to this movement of people getting really in touch with how their bodies work, not the grade school version that we learned in health class in sixth grade, but the real scientific foundational way that our bodies function, which is so incredibly uncomplicated that it'll just amaze you. We put together a thing that we call the ASH Guide. And even though we might not be able to physically take your phone call today, if you call the Idaho Observer at 208-255-2307, that's 208-255-2307, I'll just go ahead and leave a message with your name and your address, speak slowly and clearly and enunciate clearly so that I can pick it up, and I'll send you a copy of this thing that we put together called the ASH Guide. It's a 16-page, 8.5x11 booklet, which I think is probably our best work in that it has helped so many people get this really tight lesson in how their bodies work. And then once you understand that stuff, you're able to clearly go forward and do research without wasting a lot of time and effort in doing so. So our contribution is the ASH Guide, and if you'd like a copy of it, we'll just send it to you. It's 208-255-2307. We're honored and happy to do it. It's our contribution to this, the revolution in people learning how their bodies work. And, hey, Steve, are you still there?
I just wanted to finish up by saying that, you know, we're all born with genetic weaknesses. It's what genetic weaknesses an opportunity to manifest itself. I mean, just in my own family, my nuclear family and my extended family, I mean, everyone except myself has chronic diseases, cancer, diabetes, heart, stroke, MS, arthritis, and so on. And I've learned, you know, independently and also through ASH, that health is about education. Knowledge is power. And I just want to close by thanking Advanced Scientific Health, Barney and Vicki, Mark, Scott, and all the folks there at ASH for this wonderful organization and helping to educate the American people. And I think what's sad, too, is that many people that I've approached look at me like I've got two heads, and they walk away and says, well, it's too simple. You know, and I mean,
that's right.
They choose.
I wish we could make it harder sometimes. I know exactly what you mean, Steve, but it is so very basic, simple.
Sure.
Health is just something we were never supposed to have to put a lot of thought into. It was a gift. It was already here. But we do have to wake up some people. As a scripture, Hosea 4:6, I have it on most all of my web pages. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And those that are suffering with MS and Parkinson's, if somehow we could just get them to look at some of the things they're ingesting, injecting, inhaling, and absorbing, many times a lot of those symptoms of those conditions are just gone, and they leave very quickly, at least quick enough to let that person's mind come back with a little clarity so they can make better decisions in the future. And that really is a key, getting those basic elements into the body so that your clarity of life is returned to you.
Absolutely.
And it can be done
simply. It's a foundational, elemental level. That's what we're talking about here, folks. This isn't rocket science. This is elemental. Health is elemental. So it's the bottom of the hour break, everybody. You are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Almost into the home stretch here. It's again, I find this has got to be the fastest 2 hours of my life every single week when I do this program, because we accomplish so much, and we disseminate vital information to the people of this country who are there to receive it. And that's, I want to make this point again, that alternative information is up to us. If we are going to keep ourselves healthy, keep ourselves happy, keep ourselves free, it is going to be us that accomplish that. And if you want to help contribute to the cause of alternative media staying on the air or in print, please, with regard to Republic Broadcasting Network, We all have something that we can give, even if we think we have nothing. And I'm not talking about money. There is always something we can give. I'm not just talking about money. We have all sorts of ways that we can contribute, and it is us. This is our effort for us, for our kids, for the future of this really very embattled republic. And so if you want to figure out what you can do, call 800-724-2719, go to extension 115, and see how you can contribute to keeping alternative information flowing to those with ears to hear it. And Vicki, thanks again for everything that you've done. It is amazing. And if I have a criticism of Ash, it's that you guys are all lousy salespeople.
That's true.
And your marketing really stinks.
It does.
No flash, no pan, no color, no gimmicks. It's just elements, and it's survivors trying to help other people. And that's why we've gotten so heavily involved, and that's why we put the Ash Guide together. And on our other line here at the office of the Idaho Observer, I can hear the phone going off. I'm assuming that every one of those calls is people calling in to get a copy of the Ash Guide. And bless you guys. It's like the first step in realizing that, damn it, this is my body. These are the bodies of my friends and families. The doctors aren't helping. We're in charge of ourselves. We have only each other, and we've got to get on top of ourselves. Otherwise, we're fading fast.
Very fast.
And so what else? And I don't have another caller on the line. We lost George a little while back, and I apologize, George. If you can call in right now, we'll go ahead and take you on. But I guess, you know, one of the things that I found to be so fascinating about this whole thing is that something that you touched on earlier, and we go ahead and do it in the Ash Guide in a little bit bigger way, and that is that humans are in a really bizarre critter category, and that is there's fruit bats, guinea pigs, some of the other higher primates, and humans are the animals on the planet that don't produce their own ascorbates from the food that they eat. We have to take it on board to utilize it, and the animals in the wild that do produce their own ascorbate, they produce approximately 10 grams a day per 150 pounds of body weight. And the U.S. FDA is criminally negligent in saying, what, 75 milligrams a day is all we need for optimal health, which is nuts. Our bodies are starved for ascorbates. And why don't you tell us, Vicki, what ascorbates do to keep our body flowing, so to speak?
Well, among many, many things that ascorbate does, one of those, as I mentioned earlier, how it used to be developed in the body was that it was converting sugar to ascorbate, the liver enzyme itself. Now, that's a very important issue that families need to be aware of. We have children now that are being born, that are being fed infant baby formulas. If anyone has time to go through and get out your magnifying glass, look at the ingredients that we're starting to feed these infant children. The mother during her course of pregnancy may be a big diet soda drinker. A lot of these babies are being born going into convulsions within 2 months of being born. This is not normal. There's things out there that are affecting us. And without that body having that ascorbate available, this means, of course, that the body now has to process more of this sugar. We wonder why diabetes is on a rampage. Well, the sugar that's going in, we don't have anything that's going to counteract that balance and give that body's balance back. But the ascorbates also do a great many other things. Like I said, they rebuild, regenerate. Okay, this means that they're rebuilding the entire collagen matrix. That's the whole body, folks. That's your liver, your eyes, the cornea of your eyes, your arteries. Okay, if we don't have anything in place to rebuild as these become damaged, then of course the body's going to begin to deteriorate, just like a plant. If you have a house plant and you're not sufficiently giving it the nutrients it needs, you're going to start seeing that plant deteriorate. The leaves will wilt. They'll turn brown. The plant will eventually die. So the body is not really any different when you look at it at the cellular level. These ascorbates, they rebuild parts of the body. The liver, we know the liver can rebuild. Look at how many people go through chemotherapy. Sometimes even they so-called, their doctor will say, oh, you've been cured of cancer because of chemotherapy. Well, that's not true. We know it can't be cured. But What's happened is the chemo, the drug, has actually killed the cancer cells. Unfortunately, it's killed the cells surrounding, too, those healthy cells. So now the liver becomes compromised. It's hit with all these dead cells. It's hit with the chemical drugs. It's trying to filter. It's trying to do its job. It's the major organ of the body. But what happens is it loses its integrity. So as it starts to lose that integrity, it begins to die. This is why we have so many people now that have problems with liver function, that are actually on liver transplant lists, because their body does not have what it needs to start rebuilding that liver from the get-go. But if, with ascorbates in the body is continually repairing and rebuilding, removing toxins. That's another big part of what the ascorbates play. Look at how many of us growing up were given these fillings in our teeth made from amalgam. That contains mercury. Mercury continues to leach out into our body. It's a heavy toxic metal. The body now has nothing in place to get rid of it, so it starts to build up in the body. Cadmium, lead, we've all been exposed to so many things. The thermosol in the vaccinations, we wonder why now 101 in every 150 children are being diagnosed with autism. Well, for heaven's sake, those little cells can't communicate anymore because they're coated with all these heavy metals. We need to learn how to get those out. It can be done very simply with ascorbates. Aluminum is a little bit different. Aluminum is a more toxic metal. And unfortunately, aluminum is something that's found in all sorts of our processed foods. It's down in such a fine particle that the body can't use any of it. Aluminum is a highly toxic metal. We find it in the jet fuel, the fumes from the planes that fly over. It's a very explosive element as well. That's what was painted on the Hindenburg. For years, we were led to believe that it was the hydrogen that caused the explosion that we lost the Hindenburg. That wasn't it at all. What actually burnt on the Hindenburg was the coating that they had painted on the shell, and it was an aluminum coating. So when it caught fire, it burned. There's a very good reason to get that aluminum out of your body, folks.
Boy, I'd say so. All the heavy metals, and we're taking them on in just about everything these days, the food we eat, the water we drink, and just breathing the air these days. You ready to take another caller, Vicki?
I sure am.
Hey, we got Mike in Illinois. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the show. I've had a problem for the last couple of months of a ringing in my head, and it's just like, I know you can't prescribe anything, but what?
Tinnitus, I think, is what the lab-goated psychopaths call it.
Yes, yes. There's always a name for it, no matter what it might be. They've got one for heavy menses. I'm sure you're not suffering with that, but there is a pill for it now. what we find is the body is pretty conducive to our needs. It's just that we're not listening. What your body's telling you, obviously, is that something is out of balance there. And now, we just a few weeks ago had someone touch on tinnitus. They had that ringing in the ears, and after just a few short days on the protocols, they reported back to us on our next live lecture that it had completely gone and has not come back. So we need to figure out when we're addressing any kind of an issue with the body is the first thing to do is to determine, okay, what am I deficient in? Because we already know that's the only reason anyone suffers is because there's a deficiency of something that the body was intended to have. So going through that list, what we've done, what you'll learn, there's a website that you can go to, and there's over 30 pages of information that gives you an overview. It gives you some more information of how you can get on these conference calls. We have them every Wednesday and every Saturday. As people become ASH researchers, we also have developed a program that you can simply log into your own personal research website, and we've posted all the past lecture calls. So you can listen to the folks firsthand, the ones that are dealing with these specific issues. We don't diagnose, prescribe, or treat, but people are actually on their own being able to realize some of the things they need to do. And believe me, it's going to fall into one or more of three categories. It's going to be the collagen matrix, or you're deficient in your pH balance, or you might be deficient in your hormonal balance, or maybe a combination of those. Most likely it's a combination. When the body begins to heal and tries to keep you healthy, and it does not have enough of the nutrients to deal with that specific problem, it starts robbing Peter to pay Paul, which means in some cases maybe it'll start leaching good calcium out of your bones because it needs that in other areas of the body to do its work to maintain your life. So I'm going to give you a website, www.ashnow.com, ashnow.com, /vaclib, V-A-C-L-I-B. If you get on that site, start doing some research. There's a couple of recorded calls there you can listen to, and hopefully it's enough to prompt you into action of taking that responsibility and finding out why your ears are ringing. You'll quickly find that once you address those three basics, that there's very few things that linger for a very long time.
Back-lib?
Back-lib. V-A-C-L-I-B is in boy.
V-A-C-L-I-B.
Oh, you got it.
I see. Okay. The one thing I should have mentioned, though, is I've known that I've had this sinus infection that has polyps there and I went to a regular doctor, and he gave me some spray, and it didn't work, and I just decided, no, I don't want to keep going to a regular doctor, and so, but that still hasn't been resolved either, and I don't know, maybe if that's part of the problem.
I try to do is kind of steer people into a direction of research, and when you mention things like these names like sinusitis, do some look on the body's pH, the acid-alkaline balance. You might do a search for something called xylitol. That's something that we use even in our protocols, our formulas. We've put xylitol in there because we've all learned how important it is to help with sinus problems. It also helps the body to be able to remineralize. Even your teeth will begin to remineralize. There's certain ingredients that we found throughout our research, and we found that if we can get them in the proper form, and in the proper ratio as to what the body actually used when it had these things available, that the body just takes off and starts going to work. So I would put you into looking up xylitol. It's X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. In fact, there is a link to that on themostimportantwebsite.com. And I would encourage anyone here that knows anyone suffering with diabetes or any kind of problem, go to that website, click on xylitol. There's a lot more information than just a sweetener for your drinks there.
It's also really interesting, too. Polyps would probably be because your sinuses are rather agitated. Agitated sinuses are a result of allergic reactions to various things. And by season, people have different things that they're reacting to. And it's been our experience, and you can go back to Dr. John Christopher and in his just astounding work in herbology, and you find that it's liver dysfunction that creates the opportunity for people to have allergic reactions. So if the foundation of your sinus issues are allergies, go into liver function because the chances are real good that your liver is constipated, it's not cleaning your blood properly, and when antigens come in, your body reacts. And so, yeah, look in that direction as well.
And that's very true what you just said there. There's so many, it's been said now, I've talked to several doctors that believe that some of the side effects that people get from certain prescription drugs really starts in the liver, that they're just allergic to certain things that are in these chemical drugs, and they have some massive reactions, but they say it does, it is dependent upon the liver function itself to be able to process these things, and if a liver has lost that integrity, you know, I'd be looking at a score base to start rebuilding that liver back so that it can do its job.
Absolutely.
Is that a natural vitamin, ascorbate, or is that
ascorbate?
Yeah.
Ascorbate is actually ascorbic acid. When the body actually produced its own, it produced it in a certain form. These were called buffered mineral ascorbates. It was actually four of them, calcium ascorbate, sodium ascorbate, potassium ascorbate.
I'm on the phone.
So what we look to is trying to get back to what the body did with, you know, how it worked when it actually had these things available. And some of the things, you know, you just can't acquire it out of your food supply anymore. There's just not enough of anything. It also helps kick into something that's called the Krebs cycle. Another Nobel Prize-winning scientist, Dr. Krebs, found that certain amounts of citric acid, vitamin C. Vitamin C, by the way, is not a real vitamin. It's a metabolite, but for the course of most people, they understand it to be a vitamin. But it's typically that, but it's in a different form. The body has to be able to readily be able to use it. Ascorbic acid, ascorbate, it's water-soluble. It's not something that's going to build up in the body. Actually, when the human body used to produce its own, it did it like all the other animals. It did it 24 hours a day. Many people I know, when they first start with ASH, they'll order their formulas, And then they'll say, okay, well, how many times a day do I take this and stuff? And they're thinking, they have that mentality that doses, because we've heard doses and doses so much from the medical mainstream. It's not a dose, folks. When you have something that's water-soluble and the body used to make it, you want to sip it all day long, because that's how the cells were normally absorbing it, was all day long. They had something there to work with all day long. So it's these little things that we've learned as researchers that really help promote everything that we do, even to a higher degree in our body, just because of that understanding of how these cells actually work. And I think if you go to that website and you pull up, there's a page there that shows exactly the formulas that we've commissioned the lab to put together for us. You can go down each of those items and go to your search bar and find out the benefits of what they can do. And then you will come up with your solutions of this tinnitus or, you know, whatever it is a person is suffering with. You're going to be able to use deductive reasoning very simply. Believe me, the program is so simple. I run a lot of the things I learned by my 4-year-old granddaughter. And I think, okay, if I can get her to understand in simple terms why she shouldn't take the neighbor's aspartame gum, then she can make those logical decisions on her own. And that's kind of how we've built the whole program. We want it simple. It has to be simple. Medical mainstream has complicated health and disease to a point that people are just fearful for their lives. They don't understand it.
And hey, Mike, thanks so much for your call. Your questions brought up just some really great information out of Vicki. So thanks again for your call, and, hey, good luck to you, okay? All right, everybody, we're at the final break of the program. And please, again, support the advertisers and support alternative information dissemination. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in a moment.
24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
everybody, and here we are again, the fastest 2 hours in my life every week anyway, and we're coming to a close. I think we've done a really good job today, and I was listening to the commercials during the break, and you know, I think a lot of people get a little bit, I guess, frustrated because there are all these products out there. Many of them are quite excellent, and I'm not really able to be a judge because everybody's bodies respond differently to everything. There is no template for success because we're also bio-individual. I mean, our soul relationship to our Creator is absolutely unique, and our body's relationship to the world around us is absolutely unique also. And I think that a very big problem that people don't get is that their body's ability to uptake these various supplements and nutrients is largely dependent upon the health at the cellular level. And so if you build that, if your cells are strong and functioning properly to where they are taking in oxygen and nutrients and excreting waste efficiently, then all of a sudden supplements work. And if your cells aren't working properly, then you're just throwing stuff at the problem and your body's doing its best to get rid of it because it has no way to assimilate it. Would you say that's an accurate description, Vicki?
We deal with is the basics. Each one is going to develop their own plan. We all have different lifestyles. But if we can get those cells working properly, believe me, they know far more about our bodies than we do. They know far more about our bodies than any doctor out there that's gone to a university. We need to let them work. But knowing what it is they need, those little elements that they need to just get started, they can show us some amazing things about ourselves that we never realized we even were capable of. So please, do your own due diligence. You know, many are called, few are chosen. But if you're on this call, there is a reason for it. There's a reason our paths have crossed. I know each of us have our own journeys through life, but there's a reason we've been brought together. I believe there's a reason for everything. And this just may be your calling, not just to save yourself, but to save millions of people. I invite you to join with us in this grassroots effort. We're putting together a program that's sustainable. We want to make sure that it is here for our kids and our grandkids. Because believe me, folks, there is absolutely nothing they're going to learn in public school that is going to be saving their lives down the road when they encounter some of these horrible things because they've been deficient their entire life. We have to realize when we were young, many of us, I myself, I was fortunate. I was raised on a farm. We had fresh milk. We never homogenized it. We didn't pasteurize it. We drank the real stuff. We had farm fresh vegetables. We had real eggs that weren't full of antibiotics and steroids and different chemicals in the foods that were being fed to them. They ate grass. They ate the grass that we grew. So things have changed. We can't go back in time and convert this back. The big monopolies, the food corporations, they're too powerful. They have far too much money. We cannot match the billions of dollars, but we can match the efforts and the love and the caring that we have for each other and this planet. So I invite you to get to that website, join with us, and make a big difference in the world.
You know, there is nothing I can say to add to that to close out this program, Vicki. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. And everybody, take advantage of the information. Get out there and make your body healthy. Make everybody around you healthy by assimilating simple information. Everybody, have a marvelous week. Get out there and be healthy. Speak to people's listening, write to their reading. Make a difference in our world today.